Cooper and Una on iRadio.
Kieran's Corner today. We're asking you, according to a study, 41% of brides say they worry about this the most on their big day. But what could it be?
What could it be? Answers on 087 110207.
We think the answer to Kieran's Corner is worrying about your wedding dress. It's my school tour. Bye.
On your school tour? Nice.
Happy school tour day.
Worrying about the wedding dress. Yeah. You would worry. Especially you, Una. 5 days before, it's still no stress.
Do you worry about getting stains on it?
Like, I did get stains on it.
Because, like, it's white. So, like, everything's going to be...
How dare you?
Yeah.
What?
Huh? It may not be wise. You don't have to wear a white dress.
I actually tried on a red wedding dress.
Really?
Yeah. It's a real statement. But then I was like, no, I don't want to be that.
I remember being at a wedding in Bristol, and my friend Sarah was getting married, and she wore purple.
Wow.
It was deadly. It was such a good wedding. Like, the food was an Indian buffet. It was fantastic.
Amazing.
Like proper Indian takeaway buffet. Samosas to beat the band. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, you would worry about the dress because you want to keep it pristine, really, don't you?
I remember my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law's wedding, and we were sitting at the table. Now, Max and Elizabeth were very small. They weren't meant to be there, but our babysitter fell through, so we had to bring them. And they were sitting there and everything. Anyway, it was either Max or Elizabeth reached to the table and knocked over a goblet of red wine, all right? And Lisa, the bride, was standing behind my other sister-in-law, and literally there was like a red-shaped silhouette on the wall of like Ness, who stood up and just blocked the wine going all over the wedding dress.
Okay, but the wedding dress didn't get any of the wine.
No, it didn't get any of the wine.
Woo!
Yeah, look at that.
That would have been stressful.
Would have been hilarious. Yeah, it was really stressful.
Just on the way to work. It's definitely like tripping over or falling, walking up the aisle. Something like that, 100% has to be.
Yeah. Oh. Walking up the aisle, you'd be very worried if you trip up or not.
I couldn't light the candle for ages. You get this kind of long stick. I don't know what you call it, to light the candle. With
a match?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a match. It was a lock. And, but I couldn't. It took me forever to light the candle. I was like, what am I going to do? I can't light this candle.
Was it a lighter?
No, it wasn't lighter. No.
It's a good sign of things to come, wasn't it? It's not.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right.
Hi there. Is the answer to Kieran's Corner the best man's speech? From Clodagh in Letterkenny.
You'd worry about the best man's speech, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, what are they going to say? What are they going to land you in?
Yeah.
Well, Paddy here used to go out with this one over here.
Oh, I was God. Like, oh, God, no, shut up! Well, Clodagh.
Oh.
According to a study, 41% of brides worry about this the most on their big day. It is the speeches.
The speeches?
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Don't be worrying unless you don't trust the people who are speaking.
That's what you would worry about.
Yeah.
What stories are they going to say?
I know. That's a good one. I like that. Yeah. My speech was way too long for our wedding. Way too long.
I wouldn't believe. No. What?
Shut up, you two. Kieran's Corner is back on Monday morning, and also on the way, if you haven't heard, we want to send you and a friend to Texas and Dublin, two shows to see Harry Styles. All the details.
No, oh my God. Niall Horan. Niall Horan at Austin City Limits in October and back again for his homecoming tour in Dublin in February.
I can correct myself.
That's
awesome.
No, but that's a big
I've got him on my brain now because of tomorrow.
I know, but I just wanted to...
And they're friends. They're friends.
Yeah. Singing friends.
In fact, you get to go with them. No, you don't. All right. Niall Horan.
Make sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest podcasts with Cooper and Una.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.